welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Monday, 25th January 2021, and in our preview of the week, we're discussing the key themes for the FX financial markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. So good morning, Lee, and what are the key event risks in the week ahead?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I think in the week ahead, the key event risk to us is the upcoming FOMC meeting. And that's obviously going to be important for dollar performance and financial markets more broadly, given the developments that we've seen at the start of this year. Obviously, the initial kind of disruption we saw in the first couple of weeks of the year with US yields moving higher, that did cause a kind of shakeout in the FX market, with the dollar rebounding alongside the move higher in US yields. I'd say so, like over the last week, though, that does appear to have kind of lost some upward momentum. And I think one of the kind of key reasons why US yields and the dollar have started to consolidate at its higher levels has been the pushback that we've seen from Fed officials. They've obviously come out and tried to dampen expectations for policy tightening at this stage. And to us, that's obviously very understandable. The shock from the COVID crisis is still very much kind of ongoing right now, and I think it would be premature for the Fed to signal any meaningful tightening in policy at this point in time. So that's basically the message that we're expecting the Fed to reiterate at this week's FOMC meeting. We're not expecting Chair Powell to really give any kind of strong signal that the Fed is seriously considering slowing the pace of quantitative easing purchases at this point in time. We're expecting those purchases of $120 billion per week to continue throughout most of this year. And we're not expecting the Fed really to more seriously signal a potential kind of tapering or slowing of those purchases until later this year. And that's obviously built on the assumption as well that the rollout of the vaccines, if that proves effective, then we will likely see a stronger recovery in the second half of this year. And I think if that does develop, then that obviously gives the Fed more grounds for them to signal to the market that they're starting to think about slowing those purchases. So that process is going to be a gradual process. Even if they do signal a potential tapering of those purchases later this year, it's still going to be a slow process in terms of winding down those purchases. The tapering process could take potentially most of 2022 to play out. And then once the tapering has eventually been completed, then they would be obviously in a position then to think about raising rates. But to us, that's still more a story for later in 2023. So this is a very kind of long drawn out tightening of policy from the Fed, even if things kind of work out in a favorable direction for the US economy going forward. So our kind of overall message to clients right now is that, yes, the Fed is likely moving towards tightening policy in the coming years, but it's still a long way off, and it's still too premature to expect the dollar to rebound on a sustainable basis on the back of these tightening expectations right now. I think it's not something that's going to happen anytime soon.
And why has the pound been outperforming recently versus the other major currencies, Lee?
Yeah, certainly the pound has kind of stood out in terms of its performance over the last couple of weeks. We've seen cable rise above the 137 level, and euro sterling as well is falling back towards kind of recent lows around the kind of 88.50 area. And to us, there are kind of two key reasons. Firstly, pound still continues to remain quite tightly linked to kind of the general improvement in risk sentiment. We're following kind of correlations between currencies and different asset classes, and the pound's kind of correlation with global equity markets still remains relatively strong, similar to what we've seen with the Australian dollar and New Zealand dollar. They have similar kind of high beta characteristics, and we've seen in recent weeks global equity markets have risen to new record highs. So this kind of external environment of improving risk taking that to us remains supportive for a stronger pound in the near term. Secondly, I think more domestically, the situation has improved. We've seen market participants have moved to kind of scale back expectations for further rate cuts from the Bank of England at their next meeting in February. That to us is, I suppose, justified by the improving data flow that we've seen from the UK in recent weeks. Certainly the GDP data for November showed a much smaller than expected contraction than expected in response to the implementation of the second lockdown in England. So that to us gives off some reassurance that it looks like the UK economy has kind of been more resilient at the end of last year to the restrictions that were put in place by the government. So it looks that the economy may even have narrowly avoided contracting again in the fourth quarter of last year, which would be certainly better than the Bank of England was expecting. So that has reduced some of the pressure on the Bank of England to consider easing policy again as soon as next month. Obviously, late last year, they already announced an expansion of their quantitative easing program. So I think unless there's kind of strong justification for them to act again so soon, it certainly to us makes sense that the market has kind of scaled back expectations for a rate cut in February. The one kind of concern to us, though, would certainly be that the economy looks like it has weakened more significantly, at least at the start of this year. We saw on Friday the release of the latest PMI surveys from the UK, and that did show a much larger than expected drop in business confidence. Certainly a lot bigger than the drop that we saw back in November during the second lockdown. So certainly it looks like the kind of third lockdown that's now in place in the UK, those restrictions are tougher, and that does appear to be having a bigger impact on slowing the economy in Q1. So that could still encourage the Bank of England to consider more stimulus in February. So certainly not a done deal. It's certainly not a done deal that they won't act in February, but we think it makes sense that the market has kind of reduced those expectations in over the last couple of weeks, and that kind of higher UK yields at the short end of the curve is offering more kind of short-term support for the pound. On top of that as well, I think market participants are also kind of willing to kind of look through this period of renewed weakness at the start of this year, given the positive vaccine news that we've seen coming out of the UK. The kind of government has certainly been a lot more successful than most people had anticipated in rolling out their vaccine program. And it looks like over the weekend, we saw almost 500,000 doses of vaccine rolled out for the first time on a daily basis. So this very much kind of puts the government on track to meet their plans to vaccinate around 15 million of the most vulnerable people in the UK by the middle of February. And then obviously if that is completed and they continue to roll out the vaccines at a faster pace going forward, then it would certainly give us hope as well that most people over 50 could be vaccinated potentially by the end of April. So I think markets are kind of looking towards those positive developments and seeing the potential there for the government to start to kind of gradually reopen the economy by later in Q2. And then in the best case scenario, hopefully that will kind of set the stage for a much stronger, durable recovery going forward from the second half of this year. So though that kind of positive momentum with the UK kind of leading the charge globally in rolling out vaccines, I think markets right now are willing to kind of reward the pound on that basis. And that's also helping the pound to outperform. So I think those positive developments are likely to remain in place in the short term. But like I said, there's still some risk that the Bank of England could act in February. And that's something which is still a downside risk to watch out for. That's it from me.
Thanks very much for that insight, Lee. Have a good week and we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.